Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here, Anniversary Eve 2021. The anniversary eve of our 7th anniversary here at WWGH Radio. Do want to remind everybody, our big special will be tomorrow night from 7:15 till 9 p.m. right here on the station, supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030. The L&P Cake Shop. Telephone number 740-382-1991. Tomorrow night we'll have I'll be here. Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Pastor Whitaker, Nate Redman, Glenn Coble, and Pastor Craig will all be here. And guest stars: 40th Treasurer of the United States Mary Ellen Withrow, Bobby Ray the Kazoo Man, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. What fun we'll have tomorrow night, 7:10 until 9 p.m. on this station, one of the two times every year we get together here as a group. We do it on the anniversary day, June 10th, and we do it on the date of the Christmas party, which hops around each year. Now, don't forget, tomorrow morning on this show, it'll be a special 7-year anniversary episode of this program, 3,640 shows later. That's how long the show's been on. We'll have a special show tomorrow morning with some special guests, so tune that in. 8:10 until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Later on this morning, Glenn Coble will be on with me from 10:10 till noon. Then we'll have a Progressive Life from 12:10 to 1 today. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. Now, I thought, if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. We got an update in hour number one on the progress of Wendy's out here on Delaware Avenue. Apparently, the parking lot is done, so just the inside needs to be worked out, and then maybe the traffic will get less on Mount Vernon Avenue. Because Wendy's out there has been very busy ever since this one closed up for repairs. Also, we talked a little bit about the auditor in hour number one. Just want to thank Linda for sending me that email last night about that. So if you have any more feelings about that whole situation, feel free to give me a buzz. And talking about high school graduations and schools holding kids' diplomas for things they do at graduation. There was a story of somebody, I think, having a Mexican flag, somebody getting up and giving a speech that was not the speech they were supposed to give, things like that. Does it make any sense to you to hold somebody's diploma for that? Because I don't think you can hold their graduation because you've already done that and they have the credits to graduate. A diploma, I think, is just a piece of paper. And coincidentally, I want to bring this up. My high school yearbook, you know, yearbooks, when you buy them, are a fairly expensive proposition, especially since most people are only working part-time jobs when they're in high school. And I remember buying my high school yearbook, but you know what? I never got it. I don't know why it was never sent to me. I have no idea what happened to it. Nobody ever called. Nothing. So, and not that I would ever want it, because I've never had the need in the last 5 years to go and look at my high school yearbook, but, you know, what am I going to do? It's just interesting that it was never produced, and I'm not sure what that was. All right, what happened there? Did anybody else ever have any issues with their high school yearbook like this? Things just don't turn up 740-383-9944. Oh, here's something I haven't talked to. I forgot about this. The other day, let me tell you about, this is an interesting story. So, I'm at a store the other day, and I'm looking through DVDs. They had DVDs for sale. And one of these DVDs was the complete package of Dirty Dancing. Now, I've talked about this on this program before, and you know, I hate to say this if you're a fan of this movie, but it's the worst movie ever made. People in Hollywood took a vote, and it's the absolute worst movie ever made. It about put Hollywood out of business. Hollywood just about closed its doors after this movie was produced many years ago. So, it's a horrible movie. Nobody even knows what it's about, to be honest with you. I don't know. Something about a dance teacher comes into town, and somebody's father doesn't like him, and he breaks up a relationship, and we don't even know what happens. We don't even... It has no point, no plot, nothing. We know nothing of this movie except that it's the worst movie ever made. So, I'm thinking, who in the world would buy the complete package, the complete history of Dirty Dancing? What could be in the complete history package of this movie? There is nothing to this movie. And you know what? God bless him, the late Patrick Swayze, I feel bad that he was in this movie, because he did do some movies that were decent. You know, Ghost, I understand that movie, you know, and they even, the title for that movie was correct, Ghost. You know, he's a ghost, that makes sense, I understand that. He gets killed, he's trying to save his girlfriend from getting killed, And he does this. And then when his unfinished business is done, he goes on up to his reward. I get that. That totally makes sense. Dirty Dancing, I have no idea. They have brought people in from different countries. They've brought scientists in, trying to figure out what this movie's about. Nobody knows. And the title makes no sense. Zero. Zero sense. So, this is where we are. Who in the movie industry is trying to bilk people out of their money by selling the complete history of Dirty Dancing? Does anybody even understand any of this? I don't know. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. And let me tell you, I am not a movie critic. I'm not a movie critic. I don't even watch movies. But I can't even understand. I turn it on. It's on the channels. And I have no idea. I just have to give it away. And recently, I watched Notting Hill. And, that's a good movie. That movie made sense to me. I understand, that completely. Notting Hill, Hollywood actress, falls in love with this bookstore owner, and it's great. You know, that's a good movie. And it's even got good lines in it. You know, the line in Notting Hill, you know, what's the line Julia Roberts says? I'm just a girl staring at a boy, wanting him to love you. See, that's a good movie line. That's movies for you. And then you've got other great movie lines. You know, Back to the Future. There's another... I bought the Back to the Future trilogy. Now, there's a movie, three movies, that all make sense. You know, that right there, that's good. Great Scott. You know, that's in that movie. You know, this is heavy. Marty McFly, I understand that. And then you go back to like, Gone with the Wind. Frankly, Scarlett, I don't, you know, this is friendly radio, so I'm not going to say it. But, you know, those movies, we understand those movies. But Dirty Dancing, have no idea. Have no idea what this movie is about. Honest to goodness. Okay, does anybody have any opinions here? 740-383-9944. What is a really bad movie? Other than this. That is my least... That's the worst movie ever made. I don't even want to say my least favorite movie. It's just the worst movie ever made. People got together and voted. But what do you think is the worst movie ever made? Does anybody have an opinion here? 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, there's Weekend at Bernie's. Remember that? There were two of those. Weekend at Bernie's. A man dies, and two guys try to keep him alive. We don't really know why they're trying to keep him alive, but they haul around a dead body for 2 hours. That's the movie. Honest to goodness. And they made two of those, Weekend at Bernie's. But Dirty Dancing, they just got people on the set and they said, we don't know what this is. We can't save this. There's no script. There's no plot. We don't understand. And they sent it to the movie theaters and nobody showed up. Nobody showed up is what happened. The movie theaters were dark. Dark. In those days. So, that's that. I just happened to see that in the store this past weekend, so I thought I would bring that up. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz here. Would anybody like to defend this movie? Because, I'm at a loss. 740-383-9944. Oh, you know what I want to mention? This morning I came in on anniversary eve here, and there was a great ham and cheese omelet here and a diet soda. Now, that is a good deed. And you know what it made me think? And I haven't said this for a while, but we've got to start recognizing people who do good things and say good things. Why do we always recognize the people who do bad things and say bad things? We need to say good things, recognize good people. And boy, that was a good ham and cheese omelet this morning and a good diet soda, I'll tell you that. Go ahead, caller.
You may not be a fan, and I'm not a super fan of Dirty Dancing, but it is famous for one line in that movie.
Oh, it has a line?
You know what line that is?
I honestly, I wish they'd put subtitles on the screen. I can't understand any of it.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. That's like a classic Dirty Dancing. Everybody knows when you say that what movie it came from.
Now, wait a second. Now who's baby? Is that a pig?
Baby is the young girl that Patrick Swayze was trying to teach to dance.
Is her name's Baby?
I think.
That's
I don't
a,
know.
You name
it's
like
been
a,
so long since I've seen it.
You name like a pig, baby. you don't name a
You
child.
Are ruthless.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I in all my years, and I've seen some weird names, I've never known somebody named Baby.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a nickname or what it was, but yep, nobody puts Baby in the corner.
Now, why were they putting her in the corner?
I think that's when he kind of grabbed her and they started their famous dance. It's been so long, I don't really remember.
So,
what is there not to like about that movie, though? Why the hate?
Well, I just don't understand the movie because have you ever watched, do you have a movie you don't like?
I don't like Jim Carrey movies.
Jim Carrey movies.
The Dumb and Dumber, those kind of, I'm not into the slapstick kind of.
No, but you used a term there, slapstick. You know what those movies are, even though you don't like them.
True.
Right? Dirty Dancing, to me, is like a Chinese pamphlet. I'm not even sure what it is.
I mean, it's about dirty sensual dancing.
But I mean, what? This guy comes into town, and he's going to teach some kind of provocative dance?
I think, if I remember right, it's all based at this camp that they go to, and she's like a seasonal person, and he's always there every summer, and he just kind of takes to her, and vice versa, and yeah, they dirty dance.
Do they get married? Do they? I mean, what's the end?
I don't remember.
See, nobody does. The movie, people have no clue what is going on here. Why would you put... This girl's like 18 years old in the movie. I hope she's 18 or else this is...
True.
Yeah. So why are they putting her in a corner? Who says that in the movie?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like I said, been way too long for me. And it's not really one of my favorite movies, but... It is famous for that one-liner.
Now,
I do know that.
Do we remember who put her in the corner?
Nope.
See, it's not just me.
You have a point.
Yeah, but no, I hate saying this because God bless him, Patrick Swayze has went on to his reward. Patrick Stewart wouldn't have been in that movie. He wouldn't have even
showed
up on
so.
The. No, he wouldn't have even
no.
wouldn't even looked at
nope.
the script. But here's what I think happened with that movie. I think the title is supposed to get people in the door. But it has nothing to do with the movie. People went in the door and they bought their popcorn and they bought their goobers and and they sat down and 5 minutes in, there was spilled popcorn on the floor and the place was empty. It was empty. Nobody knew.
I mean, maybe you slept through the dirty dancing part. I mean, there were several scenes of that.
But no, see, what kind of movie is that? You can't show that in classrooms.
Well, no, it's not meant for kids.
Well, what is it meant for?
That movie has a cult following. And it seems like it's women that get into it. But, it's not your thing, huh?
No. I understand Ghost. Like I said, I think Ghost is probably more of a female audience. But, you know, I get that. I can understand that movie. But this one... I don't know. I think it's I think somewhere somebody started to write a movie and then some kids got their crayons out and just started on the script.
Oh man.
I know. Quite a movie. Well, thanks for calling in and trying
no
to bring
problem.
Some clarity. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, it just I just don't know. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Well, why? Why are they putting her in a corner to begin with? And why is nobody supposed to put her in the corner? And why is her name Baby? Who named somebody Baby? What kind of town is this? Holy moly. 740-383-9944. Any opinions on this whole thing? 740-383-9944. Well, what movies do you dislike? I would love to hear your opinion on this. Give me a buzz here. That's what we're here for. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Just a really old school movie. Despite starring one of the best actors I've ever seen, Richard Dreyfuss, I never liked Jaws. I just thought it was dumb. It didn't scare me. It seemed kind of fake. That kind of came to mind as one of these tremendous classic movies everybody's seen, but I wasn't overly impressed with. Again, despite Richard Dreyfuss, I mean, what outstanding actor. So, I don't know if you've seen Jaws. Alien 2, I wasn't overly impressed with. Some of these movies, they just, you kind of prep for them being scary and being shocking, and you're a little disappointed. Dirty Dancing 2, it had good music. So, sometimes it's the soundtrack, or sometimes it's a good movie with a bad soundtrack. It kind of goes both ways.
Well, Jaws, I think, didn't it win some kind of Oscar?
Yeah, I believe. I mean, I was like in grade school, but it seems like it's part of pop culture, even if it's not so good of a movie. I mean, Ghostbusters 2, I wasn't overly impressed with that. You know, I still say the two best movies I've seen are Airplane and The Shawshank Redemption. I mean, biased opinion on the second one because it was filmed in the area, but a great movie with great acting. You know, Morgan Freeman, another favorite of mine. He also shares my birthday. So, have you seen Jaws? Did you have any comments on it?
Well, I saw Jaws.
Are you a Richard Dreyfuss fan like I am? I mean, so many things I've seen him do. He's so good.
Well, I like him in What About Bob? With Bill Murray? I think that's a good movie.
Yeah, seems like he can do so many. Bill Murray, another good one. He can do so many different things. Sometimes you would expect, like with Patrick Swayze, too, you just might expect anything stirring these people. They can't do a bad movie. Yeah, and with Morgan Freeman, until I see him in a bad movie, I'll say that he can't be in one. But there will always be a dud. I mean, the actors still get paid, but they want to have a legacy. And obviously opinions will vary. And again, it can be the soundtrack. There are so many things that you look at.
Do you understand Dirty Dancing?
I personally never seen it, so I'm not gonna comment.
Well, there we go.
I mean, honestly, in looking at what it's about, it doesn't seem like something that would really interest me. It probably wouldn't hold my attention. For a two-hour movie, it needs to really be gripping. And Airplane is just one politically incorrect, sarcastic comment after another. And great acting, Peter Graves, Leslie Nielsen, Robert Hayes, who I had seen at Angie. I used to like to watch that show.
I tell you, the best movie ever made, though, because I feel bad because I've trashed Dirty Dancing, but the best movie ever made is 42. 42, about Jackie Robinson, and it's such a brilliant movie. Harrison Ford and Chadwick Boseman. It's so good.
Yeah, I've never seen that one. I should. I mean, certainly being a Jackie Robinson fan, baseball aficionado. Harrison Ford, another great actor.
Yeah, but
I should take your advice and see that. I really have no excuse.
You
for
really
not
should.
Seen
well,
it.
Let me.
I haven't seen as many movies as you have. I just go by what I have seen and what disappoints me.
Well, let me tell you why this is the best movie. And I like baseball, but it's not even necessarily that, because you know a lot of movies about baseball are made for comedy, like Major League, and then there have been some movies about baseball.
Bad News Bears. Yeah, that was okay. It was kind of dumb, but. You gotta love him. Walter Matthau, another good actor.
Yeah, but you know, you have like Major League. I said Major League, but then there have been movies about Babe Ruth that I think were horrible. So, but 42 is so good because number one, they're great actors, but the story is about Branch Rickey and his relationship with getting Jackie Robinson in baseball, and there are so many great lines in that movie and what people had to go through, not just Jackie Robinson but Branch Rickey. It just is the best movie to me ever made. Everybody should see it. It should be mandatory to live in this country. If you haven't seen it, you should have to leave.
Yeah, I'll take your advice. I mean, it certainly has all the ingredients, the acting, the subject matter. So I'll take your advice. I'm always open to suggestions. Amazon Prime might have it. You know, I have enough streaming services available to me. I'm sure I could dig it up.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
I know I'd asked you before. Are you a Shawshank fan? I mean, I think you kind of have to be living in the area.
This will be awful, but I've never seen the movie completely.
Okay, so we're both guilty a little bit then.
I don't know why I've seen parts of that movie, but I've never watched it from the
beginning. I think it's one kind of movie where if you do see parts, it's okay, because it has different segments. And it's one where many of these movies, they're good in the beginning and the end, but they're kind of boring in the middle. And this one was good in the middle. And that might be the problem with Jaws, I think, even. Does it really keep your interest the entire time? And I would think a movie about Jackie Robinson would keep your interest the entire time. So that's probably a large part of it. And the music, too. If the movie is kind of dumb, but the songs are good, that kind of helps.
But I tell you, I could watch Ghostbusters 1 or 2 any day of the week.
Yeah, I can't say I was overly impressed. I mean, the song is good. Ray Parker Jr., you know, kind of a one-man band. But I can't say I was impressed as impressed as I was hoping I would be. But, you know, we all have different tastes. I always like the politically incorrect sarcasm. I mean, that's what's great about Airplane. It's been likely in these times you'd ever see a movie like that again. And the great acting. And Leslie Nielsen, I think he hadn't really been in that kind of movie before. Then he was on Golden Girls a few times. So I think he morphed a little bit into comedy. Sometimes that somebody finds a niche, even if it wasn't his or her original type of acting. John Ritter, too, was starting out in the Waltons. He wasn't really the comic actor that he became with Three's Company and other shows. So sometimes these actors and actresses will morph or grow into these roles that they might not have had before. Whereas Peter Graves, you'd seen him in many many different productions, and again, Robert Hayes, I had liked him from Angie, and he definitely gave a good performance. So with Ghostbusters, definitely a good cast and good music. So even if you don't think the movie is all too hot, at least you can enjoy the first two things.
There you go.
With Jaws, I was expecting just an alien, just this wonderful movie that everybody loved, and didn't quite meet up to that expectation. No matter how good of an actor somebody is, a person can't carry a movie if the story isn't all that great.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, Scott. Well, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, Ghostbusters all day long, any day of the week. I could watch either one of them. I actually like the second one better than the first one, oddly enough. Most people don't feel that way about Ghostbusters. I just think the second one is much more of a movie. The first one seems to be more about special effects. The second one, I think more, it's really more character-driven, and I like that. But Back to the Future, I could watch all three of those any day, every day. The second one there is my favorite as well. I like the one where they go into the future. I think that's a great movie. So there are movies that I like. 42. 42 is a great movie. I liked Notting Hill when I finally saw it a couple months ago. I'll put that in there. But there are just some movies that I have no clue what's going on. Zero. All right, give me a buzz. What's your opinion? Worst movies, best movies? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinions on the movies that were made over the years? I'm trying to think of another movie that... What About Bob is one of those movies you really don't see on television a whole lot, but it's a great movie. Bill Murray plays somebody with a psychiatric problem, and Richard Dreyfuss owns a house. It doesn't sound like it makes much sense, but it's a very, very good movie. My Cousin Vinny, great movie. Now, that movie I have seen many, many times, and every time I see it, I think that's a great movie. Character-driven. No special effects in that movie at all. My Cousin Vinny. And a great cast, Joe Pesci, Marissa Tomei, the late Fred Gwynne. What a great movie that was. My Cousin Vinny. Good, good, good movie. But I'm trying to think of another one I could lump into the worst movies ever made. Dirty Dancing, certainly, is the worst movie ever made. But there are some other ones that, like Weekend at Bernie's, I don't understand it. Somebody's dead, they're dragging a dead body around, and they did it twice. Got me. Let's see, what other awful movies are there? There have been a few. You know, Michael J. Fox did a movie that I really like that you don't see very often called Doc Hollywood, and it's a great movie. Michael J. Fox is great in it. He's going to Hollywood to be a doctor, and he goes through a small town, and his car breaks down. So in return for getting his car fixed, he has to be the local doctor. And it's just a great movie. Great, great movie. With a good, happy ending. So that's a fantastic movie. Any opinion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But Doc Hollywood, that's one you don't hear very often. Great movie. So those are movies that I put high on the list. Clue, there's one that doesn't get talked about very much. Tim Curry in Clue, based on the board game, but a very, very good movie. Christopher Lloyd is in that, and Martin Mull, and Eileen Brennan. Great movie with Tim Curry, Clue. Well, I don't know how we got onto movies this morning. I think it was that whole Dirty Dancing episode with... is there anybody out there who actually likes the movie? Because I would be glad to hear a positive opinion on the movie Dirty Dancing. We got about 15 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any positive opinions on movies? Well, any positive opinion on Dirty Dancing at all? I just wonder, who was sitting in an office and said, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a movie about a dance teacher who comes into a small town and steals the... I don't even know who he is. He's a... What's the girl's father? Does he own a store? Is he a lawyer? What is he? But, you know, she's going to have a very hard-nosed father, and the dance teacher is going to come in and take the daughter of this very hard-nosed man, steal her away, and teach her how to dance. And that's the movie. That's the plot. I don't get it. Just a bad, bad movie. But you know, sometimes terrible movies become cult movies. And maybe that's what's happened with that. It became a cult film because it's terrible. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I'm getting the word now that he was a doctor. I knew he was a professional. What he should have done, this doctor in this movie, the girl's doctor, he should have given a brain transplant to the people who wrote the movie. And then, maybe we would have had something. But instead, we've got whatever this is supposed to be. We have no idea. Still can't figure it out. Another good movie, Driving Miss Daisy. Now, there's a movie, and Morgan Freeman is in that movie. There's another fantastic movie that he made with Jessica Tandy. You know, I would put that right up there with 42 as probably the greatest movies ever made. What a just a fantastic movie that is basically based on two people, Jessica Tandy and Morgan Freeman. But you have a great cast in that movie. Esther Rolle is in that movie. Dan Aykroyd is in that movie. It's a great, great movie. But boy, you could not find two better actors than Jessica Tandy and Morgan Freeman to play those parts in Driving Miss Daisy. And to take them over about a 40-year period, it's just fascinating. And a tumultuous time in this country. I think that movie starts somewhere, they don't really tell you, but I think it starts somewhere either in the late 40s or early 50s and kind of runs up through the late 70s. Fantastic movie. All right, go ahead, caller.
You cannot do a best movie ever, Roll Call, and not talk about Fried Green Tomatoes.
Fried Green Tomatoes, another Jessica Tandy movie.
Yeah, that's like the best movie ever.
Yeah, but you know, she's not in that movie enough. That's more, Kathy Bates?
Yeah, Kathy Bates does kind of steal the show in that one.
But do you... Okay, now here's the thing. Now, I hope you have a minute here, because this is...
I do, and I was driving my people, and I just thought, man, I can't get pulled over fast enough, because I got to give Scott a piece of my mind. Now, I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again. They could put Patrick Swayze in an Alpo commercial, and it would... People would have sat up and paid attention. That guy was hot. Like, you're over here talking about the movie script, like, as if anybody even cared about the script. We just cared about his abs, are you nuts?
Well, two things here. Number one, it's clear.
But there's no things here, Scott. I just hit the nail on the head.
No, hold on. I have two things to point out here. Number one, it's clear nobody cared about the movie script.
No. Script? Oh.
I don't even think there was one. You're right. And number two, I think he did do Alpo commercials that probably made more money than this movie.
Oh, you're killing me.
But now, here's my question.
May God rest his incredibly hot soul.
Well, you know, yes, we may God rest his soul, but he did some good movies like Ghost, and that's okay. But no, Fried Green Tomatoes. Okay, the end of this movie, what is the end about? Is Jessica Tandy the woman? What is that?
Oh, you want to know who Iggy was?
Yeah, Iggy. That was her name. Yeah, but Jessica Tandy says she wasn't Iggy. So who
was? Yeah, I don't think she was.
Well, who? What did the end of that movie mean?
I think Iggy had already, like, died. But there was, Kathy Bates goes in there to talk to Jessica Tandy. And remember, they're taking down all the roses off the walls. And, whatchamacallit, Kathy Bates, she's starts crying because she thinks that she didn't get to say goodbye, but then Jessica Tandy's alive, and she only stayed until the lady that she was in the nursing home, like, with died, and then she, like, checked out. She didn't have anywhere to go or whatever, so I think she goes to live with Kathy Bates.
Right, but in the last scene of the movie is Jessica Tandy has her suitcase, and she's out in that area where the Fried Green Tomato shop was, and it's
right.
Closed down, and Kathy Bates goes out there. Jessica Tandy's crying. They say Jessica Tandy says they've knocked down her house, and Kathy Bates says something about Iggy. And Jessica Tandy goes, no, Iggy's still alive.
Oh, she is? I thought she died.
I think that's what she says. So, and she said something like, you can see her every so often. So, who is she? I mean, and who is Jessica Tandy?
I don't know. Like, it's so weird. Well, she's just like that random old lady they meet in the nursing home.
Right, but she's telling her the story, so she says she lived in that town, but you don't ever see her in the flashbacks, or who her character is supposed to be.
Right. Who was the one girl that played Ruth? Is it Mary Louise Parker?
I believe so, Mary Louise Parker.
She did a good job.
Right, but, I mean, what is I don't know the end.
What about that scene where that dude kicks her down the staircase? My mom always told me that if an actor or an actress can, like, bring about emotion, like, if it can make you mad, they're doing a good job. And, when he kicks her down the stairs, that made me so mad.
Well, yeah, there are some really good actors who you can hate, but I just, you know...
Well, what do they ever do with that guy? Like, in the movie, you kind of think that they cook him up, feed him to the people in the restaurant. Is that what they do?
Oh, I think so. I think that was implied. But I just don't get the implication at the end where Jessica Tandy says that Iggy's alive and you still can see her every so often, but I don't understand where she is, and I also don't understand who...
Apparently, I didn't follow along very closely because I thought
she had died. Well, I don't know. But who was Jessica Tandy's character? I mean, she obviously lived in that town, but she wasn't in any of the flashbacks. Was she just an observer?
I don't know. I had to go back and watch the movie. I thought it was such a good movie, and I can't even remember. But
not better than Driving Miss Daisy. That's Jessica Tandy's big movie.
She did a good job. I don't think she ever didn't do a good job. She was a pretty good actress.
And she won an Oscar for that. Won an Oscar for at whatever, 80-something years old at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show
Steel
you.
Steel Magnolias. Did you like that movie?
Steel Magnolias. You know what I will say about Steel Magnolias is that you took five big actresses, wasn't it five?
Something like that.
Yeah, big time actresses, and then Dolly Parton, and you put them in a movie, and Yeah, that movie had a plot. I get that. But I don't have the sentimental attachment to it that some people have, you know, like when Julia Roberts dies, you know. But I do think one of the great scenes in movies is Sally Field's little cemetery scene.
Yeah. You really hit the nail on the head with the 42. That was a good movie.
Was that not the best movie ever made?
That really was.
Now, honest to goodness, when you take 42 and Dirty Dancing and you put those side by side on the screen, I mean, is there any doubt here?
I mean, it's two totally different, like, concepts. Like, one is about, you know, have something, they have nothing to do with one another, and one was about history, it actually happened. One's just kind of like, Dirty Dancing is, as I said, it's just sort of nonsensical, like, who even cares what happens in the movie, as long as you get a watch her run and jump in the bar.
Well, yeah, but my final question in this, because nobody can answer this.
Like, I don't think there was one person that watched that movie that was just spellbound and couldn't wait to see what happened at the end. I mean, like, if old Patrick Swayze was in there, all that matters.
But here's what was the movie about?
Who cares?
See, nobody knows this. Nobody. Worst movie ever made.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, once it's a consensus again. Even people who like the movie don't like the movie. Dirty Dancing. Best movie ever made, though, 42. Certainly second place, I would have to say, is Driving Miss Daisy. And then you've got some great niche movies like Ghostbusters and Back to the Future that are always good to watch. But there are some that just are beyond me. From here till the end of time. 740-383-9944. So is that really what Dirty Dancing is all about, as the last caller says? Is it really just about Patrick Swayze and how he looks in the movie? Is that why people went and saw that thing? Because maybe Glenn went to see it for that reason. I don't know. We'll bring him in here in a little bit and discuss this. But I know. Strange, Glenn. Boy, right here prior to the 7th anniversary, we're learning all kinds of things about you. But I can't understand. Can you see John Wayne in this movie? Or, I mean, honest, big-time actors of the day. John Wayne, or Spencer Tracy, or Humphrey Bogart, or any of these, they would have looked at that script. Personally, I don't believe there was a script. I believe there was crayons and paper. That's all there was. Dirty Dancing. Here we go. Let's go to a small town, and this fast-talking dance teacher comes into town, and he's going to teach a provocative type of dance, and blah, 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 blah. And then we don't even know what happens at the end. Does she marry him? Do they leave town? We don't even know. Nothing. The movie is insane. Insane. It's insane. There is a side story about that movie. They wanted to put it in the Motion Picture Hall of Fame. And they took a copy of it in there, and it burst into flames in those hallowed halls. It wouldn't even go in there. It wasn't allowed. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We got a couple minutes left here. If you want to discuss anything about movies, that's been an interesting discussion this past. Does anybody know the end of Fried Green Tomatoes, what it's about? I don't know. Jessica Tandy out in the middle of the woods, and Kathy Bates comes out there, and somebody's alive, and who is Jessica Tandy? What is that movie about at the end? 740-383-9944. Again, don't forget, I'll be on with Glenn from 10 until noon today, and then we'll have a progressive life with Dr. Feynman and Glenn from 12 until 1. Offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redman from 4:05 today. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 until 7, and the big 7th anniversary party tomorrow, supported by Domino's and the L&P Cake Shop. I'll be here. Angie, Sean, Terry, Adam, Linda, Pastor Whitaker, Nate, Glenn, Pastor Craig, and Mary Ellen Withrow, the Kazoo Man, and Ted Williams. We're going to have a blast tomorrow night. It's going to be a humdinger, plus some other people I believe will be along. I believe Jeannie Evers, Charlie's wife, is coming, and some other guests that will be here tomorrow night. So you won't want to miss that for love nor money. 7:15 till 9 o'clock, and you know, we've actually had to eliminate some people since last year's party, so it'll be more fun this year. I'm kidding. What are you looking puzzled? You weren't at last year's party. That was during the beginning of the pandemic. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We're going to break here in about 20 seconds. Come back with much more on the other side of this break. Obituaries, news, weather, all coming up. And don't forget, drawing number 3 of Vax-a-Million coming up tonight. Your chance to win another $1 million. Back in about 50 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege for the first time by Joy.